Welcome to the Whole E-Shift podcast. I am welcoming you this morning because I pulled a card and it's quite interesting. It's a beautiful card and I've been doing a lot of work lately and so I figured I might as well come on here and share with you all what's going on. So, I've got the card here already, and I'm just inviting some people. Give me a moment, and I will be there soon, but I'm getting some people in here. I hope I find all of you amazing and well today. I hope you all have been doing good. Elevating your mind, coming from your heart, loving life. Just got a couple more people, you guys, and I will be right here. So, we'll get started in just a moment. Make sure I get to everybody. I think we're good. Done. All right. Welcome. Hi, AC. Everybody straight out of Jersey. Welcome. Good morning. So, you guys, I was going to just pull the card like I have been the last few days. Just pulling and posting. I've been doing a lot of work. Within, as well as I took up another day at my job, so I've been doing some other things, but I've been working on the business as well, and working on figuring out exactly what I want to do and offer, and I've been like reevaluating some things that I have looked into before, and all that. So yes, the battle with the ants has concluded as of now. For the moment, because we know it's bigger than just a small problem, but now they are no longer in my home. They haven't bothered me for like a week, so we are good there, AC. Yes, we are good. I don't have to battle. My mind is able to like focus and get back in Zen mode and everything. So I've been working on some things, and I don't know if you've looked into it, but there's like this course. There's a foundation called HeartMath, and what they do, they have decided to help individuals, organizations, and the whole community incorporate their heart's intelligence to their day-to-day experience of living life and dealing with bullshit and all that drama, right? So HeartMath has devised a way to measure your heart's coherence. Now, it's with your brain and your heart, your mind and your heart, getting into coherence, okay? And getting it one, so we're not like, okay, I'm turning it down. So we're not like going with a monkey mind and reacting out of the blue and, you know, just getting all out there and doing things later we may not have liked that we did, or we regret, or we're shameful about them, or whatever, right? So HeartMath has devised a way to have created this technology to where it's, now you have to buy it, this device, to measure your heart's coherence. However, you don't need this device. It's with being able to come at one with yourself, right? It's being able to listen to your soul instead of reacting with your ego, right? So they have created this technology to measure that, and you can see when you're in coherence or whatever, but they've got like an experience right now where, thank you, special character, so much. Hi, Onyx. anyway, so they have allowed this to be a free class right now, and it's called the HeartMath Experience, and it's like 8 to 9 videos. It's about 90 minutes, and there's about 5 or 6 little meditations, and the shortest one is like a minute, to where you're actually putting your hands on your heart and taking a deep breath and slowing your breathing and connecting with your heart space and feeling the warmth or the tingle or whatever may happen when you're doing this, allowing that to happen. So I've known about this for years, okay, and I just haven't purchased it. I believe, I know that this is a real thing. I practice my meditations on my own. However, I decided to go ahead and go with the free access, because why not? It's free, right? And I went through the videos, and it's really amazing the feelings and like the insights you get about yourself, and you realize about why you were reacting a certain way and certain things like that. So anyways, to bring you to today and to the card that I pulled, I was shuffling the cards, and I had already listened to some things about heart, you know, brain coherence this morning. I've been watching other videos, not just with this heart math, but Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, they all have these like exercises and videos to help show you the science behind how it works, okay? Because there's a lot of science that we project an electromagnetic field from our heart. We are in each other's heart space and all that good stuff. I will come back to the chat in a moment. It just went black, but I'm just in the zone. So they have all these ways to kind of measure and show you exactly what you're doing, and that's what HeartMath does, and it's that energy. It's an electromagnetic frequency. It's the energy that we emanate, right? And if we are angry and frustrated, we have a smaller heart space, and other people are able to affect us more than we would like them to, okay? So when we have our heart, and we are connected with our heart, and we are more in coherence with our own heart, we emanate a stronger field to where we are more protected. So anyways, I was shuffling the cards today, and I decided to go with Whispers of Love, and I don't usually do the Whispers of Love deck with a daily card. However, I decided to go with this one for today. For some reason, you know, divine timing, spirit, everything is connected. There's all a reason. And I was shuffling, and I'm shuffling, and I'm shuffling, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. Well, the card pops out again, like it did the other day. Enthusiasm was great. I love that that card popped out. It was just, it was like enthusiastically coming at me, you know, it was great. But after all I've been learning and listening to the last few days at work, and then heart math, and then the card said, turn on your heart's light. And it's a beautiful woman, and she's got her hand on her heart, again, like these meditations do. And she's facing the future, facing forward, like she's got this. She's leading with her heart, and she's got no fear. No matter what comes to her, there's like a raven and kind of smokiness above her. And then, you know, there's just different things. You can see some darkness in the back, but there's light as well, you know, in the scenery. But she's just leading with her heart. Without fear, she just knows that her soul and her heart will take care of her. And it was a beautiful card. It says, reflect on a time where you experienced love. So when we lead with our heart, we don't think of all the bullshit that has happened along with the love. When we lead with our heart, we just think about that loving feeling that we've had before. We've all experienced that one time or another, whether it has been fleeting or not. So just try to go back to that moment and feel that love. So I'm going to go ahead and read the book, you guys. It says, thinking of loving moments will enable you to open your heart. Drawing on a memory of love opens and heals your heart to receiving love. It's important to keep your heart light and broadcast your love out into the world. Discover ways to convey extra love to each person in your life. The world is reflecting your thoughts about yourself and those around you. If you think the world is positive and loving, and it's a loving place to be, then that's what you will experience most of the time. Getting back to a place where you believe in love will bring you more love back to you. Now, there's another paragraph, and I will describe it. And you guys, I've been through a lot of things that I haven't talked about, especially when I was young, that I have not talked about, because it was a very dark place, and I don't like to rehash the past, okay? I had no control over a lot of things that happened in the past. I was always secluded with myself a lot, most of the time. I did have family and cousins, but I was mostly with myself. And just like little things and hints, like the green and everything, reminded me that I've always loved people. I've always wanted to make everybody else feel good. I've always loved helping and healing. And whatever I can do to help somebody shift from a negative feeling to a positive feeling. I was immersed in a negative situation while I was a child for many, many years that I had no control over. So, like, being witness to all this and being subjected to this was hard. And I had closed off my heart. And as I'm doing these meditations and opening myself, and I'm seeing more evidence, like, I've always seen synchronicities, and, like, the path has always guided me, and it, where it's divine, everything is for a reason. It's, even though we have free will, we have set forth a purpose and intention for this life. So we go through all the shit. We went through all the darkness. We know that, okay? Well, we've got to come back to our heart that we felt when we were a kid. We felt that before we were crushed, before we were stamped on and we seen the darkness and the hate and the negativity of the world. But once we go back and touch our heart and remember, just that memory can bring you healing and a higher vibration and lead you to be able to respond instead of react and be calm and be able to process things that go on in your outside world more efficiently. And you won't have regrets later. You will be able to know that this is all along your path. This is all learning for you. This is all for a purpose, okay? I'm going to read the last paragraph and then I'll come back to the chat. A picturesque woman faces the future with her hand placed over her heart as she recalls a tender memory. The feathers adorning her hair, a message of love. It may be that someone or something is trying to reach out to you. Now, energy never dies. This is from me. You guys, energy never dies. It only transforms. So whatever you once had, it's still here, just in a different form. That energy is still here. The feathers may prompt you to understand that infinite people cherish you. Breathe into your heart and imagine its light is a beacon to those, and it calls to those who you love. Okay, so just remember, once in a while, even if it's just for a moment, listen to the fan. It's steady. It's something you can concentrate on. And just breathe nice and deep. Count to 4 or 5 as you breathe in. And count to 5 or 6 as you breathe out. Breathe out longer than you breathe in. You're breathing out even more negativity when you do that. You're calming yourself. You're bringing your energy more into harmony and balance in order for you to be able to deal with your day today, in order for you to react, to respond instead of react to the situations that arise that aren't so good, that you don't perceive as good, that are contrasting to what you like and what you desire, right? And we will be able to shift our focus and be able to better guide ourselves and listen to the inner guidance so that we know the next step to take. We know what the better choice is to make in the circumstance that we are in. All right, now I am back. I'm going to go back and read some of the chat, you guys. I love you. Thank you for being patient and being here. Jersey A Special, I appreciate you all. Onyx, SQ, Alpha. Mm. No, Alpha, your car dropped off for a reason, okay? You've got a moment to sit here and pause and come back to your heart. Take a deep breath. Realize why you're going on this journey. You're not in a rush. So that's a choice, AC. I love you. It's a choice. There's always a positive in the negative. It may be harder to find in some situations. It may be just being, knowing that that situation or whatever is what you don't want. So now let's shift and focus on what you do want. We got to focus on, if we're living in a past memory, we're going to just continue to bring more of that to us, because that energy is still there. Once we look at the future and decide what we want our future to be like, then we're going to slowly shift things to start happening for us. That energy will bring more of that energy to you. And I know it's hard. It's so hard to remember, but I promise you. Cha-Cha, welcome, welcome. Fair use. Let's see. Yana came in. I love you. No, Ace, don't learn to be an optopessimist. Stop with that shit. Yana, Donnie, all of you guys, I'm so happy you're here. Let's see, Ace is in the building. Lawless came in. Smooth as possible, shift my manager for being... It isn't so easy, but showing them ways like, okay, again, I will post this link to the Heart Math Experience, you guys, and you can go at your own pace. It's free access. You get access to these videos forever because what's going on with the craziness of the world, and so they're offering this to help people find their purpose and come back to their heart. Juju, welcome. We all with issues, Ace. I already said we all have our shit. We got to work on our own shit. That is my goal, to fix my car and then drive through states just to kick Ace's ass. Oh my gosh. Is that what the fuck? You guys stop. Oh, goodness. So, like, let's just remember we can only control our own selves. We cannot control anything outside of us. We cannot control anything outside of us. The only thing that we are in control of is how we respond and we react to the situation. We are only in control of ourselves. So... just remember, how can I feel better now without anybody else or anything else having to change? And that may be the hardest freaking thing to figure out, because it took me years, several years to figure this out. I promise you, I'm 38. It wasn't overnight that this happened, you guys. I've been on this journey since I was probably about 6. But... and I do the cha-cha, I do the tango, I back, I come forth. It's a journey, it's not a destination. Y'all all can come over and smoke a blunt with me for sure. I'm gonna go actually to the store. See, that's why I wasn't planning on coming on and doing a live today. I was just gonna go to the club and get some herbs and do some things and all that good stuff, but... yeah, so the number on the card is 36. I will definitely post the card on Insta, Twitter, and everywhere else. Welcome, Ralphie, to the Holy Shift Podcast. Again, this is your host, Poetic. I've been on for about 20 minutes. Is anybody needing quick guidance real quick before I get ready to go on my mission? Who's gonna? No, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go for a while. I may come back later. But I'm going to go for the day. I wasn't intending on doing this, but the card told me I needed to pull this out and go live with this. So definitely had to come on and see you guys. And I will definitely, I'm going to have to make two separate posts, you guys, because I don't have a camera yet on my computer, and I can't figure out the reason why I can't get the link for this course when I am on my phone. So we're going to have to figure that out. So we're going to just have two different posts. Okay. So let's refresh that. I'm just trying to figure out why. Right, so when you come here, it's going to have, it's a screen, it says Hard Math, the Hard Math Experience, log in or register, and you scroll down past the video. So this is the free little video to kind of give you an idea of what it is on this Hard Math site, and it says log in, register, and then it says get free key, because it says the purchase is blacked out, it was previously $30. It was released in 2019 before Corona, however, it's appropriate during these times to maintain emotional balance, mental clarity, and sustaining resilience. It's uplifting, provides scientifically validated tools for managing stress and anxiety, which we all need more than ever. The program, I'm reading this from the site, you guys. The program also provides techniques for connecting your heart's intuitive desires for the best choices in whatever your life situation calls for. You will learn how to love. You will learn love, kindness, and compassion, help improve your immune system, health, and self-security. We sincerely feel these practical tools can be valuable in helping you navigate through these unpredictable and challenging times with more heart surrounded with love and light. Now that is an excerpt what I just read from the Heart Math Experience, and I will share with you guys this offer on Twitter, on my Facebook, on all the platforms. I will allow you to there's also another one if you guys are interested in actually meditating, and if you truly believe in the well, it's telling, what did the card tell you? It's telling you to jump out before it happens, because the card jumped out before I was ready for it to happen. So that's what that tells you. Will, not Ralph. Let me know, Ralph, whenever you need a session. I will definitely publish this later. Definitely will publish this, you guys. Ace will get confirmation. Sometimes I will find Ace when I feel like she needs a card, when she doesn't ask me, and she'll kind of listen to me, but she does have her own insight. She doesn't always listen to it, though. That's one thing that she doesn't do, is listen to her intuition as much as she needs to. Girl, you will end up seeing my stuff. No problem. Nida, let me know. CJ, baby, girl, I've told you this. Now, when I'm channeling, like, I heard a really interesting thing. Like, you're connected to all brainwave states at once when you are in a channel. Is quite interesting, because I'm listening to these science things, right? The different brainwave states, and so they've done science experiments on Tibetan yogis. I don't know why this is stupid. Okay, so I'm just gonna copy and paste and see if this works. Anyways, these Tibetan yogis were hooked up to these EEGs, and that's what measures your brain waves, or these so they did these things, and it shows that the scientists thought, oh no, you can't go past beta waves. It's our waking consciousness. That's the fastest our brain waves can get, right? And so they went there in to Tibet and had these electrodes connected to the brains and just these computers, and they're like, no, we really need you. After they showed them that they could achieve gamma, which is higher than delta, it's a higher brainwave frequency than beta, right? Not delta, but beta. So it's going way faster, and they're like, well, we can't verify that that's true, so we need you to come here to our science lab and all this. So they brought them and put them in the machine, and they measured all their stuff, and they did achieve the gamma. And they're like, wow, this is so amazing. We didn't think you could achieve this. And then they're like, well, we can get higher brainwave states, bet. Now, I'm paraphrasing from Greg Braden. I listened to him yesterday, and this was like a big old hour-long thing that, and just part of it that he was saying. And so, anyways, they achieved hyper-gamma. So, anyways, they were talking about it, and they were like, yeah, once we hit these different types of meditations, we're able to achieve these different brain states. And they're like, oh, well, 0.1 hertz is the lowest you can get, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I bet you when we do this other meditation, we can get the brain waves to be zero cycles per second. So it's 1 hertz is 1 cycle per second, and 6 hertz, so that's like the delta is 0 to 1 hertz, right? And then there's theta, which is the 2 to 4 or whatever hertz, and the delta's higher, and it's in, yeah. Anyway, so the Tibetan monks were able to achieve what they called, I can't think of it right now. It's quite amazing, but they achieved a lower brainwave state than even Delta Cephalon or something like that. I can't remember the details, yes. So anyways, I'll link this, I'll send you guys a link of this great Braden. It's an hour and a half long. He's kind of funny, and it goes on a long tangent. It's pretty much about the heart math, the intelligence of the heart, and these different things that I've been listening to and reading, you guys, and pulling this card, which is just confirmation that I need to share this with you. I've got some things in the works, and I've got some plans and some different things. Holy Shift is progressing. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to share the links with the heart math, the link of Greg Braden's this YouTube video that I was watching yesterday. So I didn't watch it, I listened to it, and then I came back home and watched it because I have premium and I just listen at work, these different things, because I just am a fiend for knowledge and insight. But with the confirmation with the heart math, and then with what I was listening to with Greg Braden, and then again with, I had a feeling I needed to just get the Whispers of Love deck, even though I never pull this deck for the daily card. I felt I needed to, and as I was shuffling the Turn Your Heart Light On card came here. So regarding that, and Greg Braden does address that alpha, yes, the binaural and monaural beats. So if you want a connection to the sacred acoustics, this is science based, and they are measured that these frequencies are actually the theta, the delta, the alpha, all these different frequencies, okay? And I will send you a link to where you can either purchase it or you can get it for free. They decided to offer it for free at this time as well. So if any of you want connection to that one, just message me, DM me, and I will get that sacred acoustic link to you as well. But for the heart math, the Greg Braden videos will be on Twitter. The picture of the card will be on everywhere. I will try to get everything on all platforms, like all the links. But again, the sacred acoustics one for the binaural monaural beat, you guys connect with me personally and I will send you that link for that. Okay? You don't have to, no. It just helps you get your brain. So you're pretty much training your brain. Your brain has neural pathways right now that are trained to be a certain way. Like you, when something happens, they are trained to do a certain thing because of all the programming that you've had from your parents, from the TV, from growing up with your friends, from, you know, outside influences, whatever may be out there. Okay. That's, and once you remember these frequencies, because these frequencies, the alpha, the delta, all these different frequencies we've had since infants have certain frequencies, and they are in one certain brainwave state until a certain age. And then we're more in the delta state up until like 12 or 13, I believe, or it could be theta. I need to do my research more, you guys. And anyways, however, we are conduits for this energy. There's an energy that flows through us. We emanate our own energy. When these bodies perish, when our souls are done in these bodies, that energy is back with all, right? Energy never dies. There is a measured frequency. So remember that. You don't have to get these, you don't have to listen to this music, you don't have to get this whatever. It's about meditation and getting back one with you. It's so hard with all the programming and all the outside crap that we've been through and that we're dealing with, the music and everything, everything. Thoughts are things, words are things, everything we don't consciously hear, subconsciously we take in way more. So we're programmed with all these different things. So just remember, you guys, just remember that you control your energy. It's your intentions. What do you intend? Once you make that goal, that future self, that goal that you want to happen, these things are going to start happening for you. I promise you. Once you decide, I've gotten here for that very reason. You have to make that decision. And it's not just because I started acting. Yes, it is little things that are in combination with that, because we are physical beings in an active physical universe that we need to put things in action. However, when we place our intentions out there, that energy of intention that we want or we are yearning for this certain thing will come to us. If we are all disorganized and wanting that loving relationship, we're going to get a loving relationship, and it's going to be a disorganized loving relationship. It'll be that toxic love. If we are fully loving ourselves in a wholehearted loving way, and we yearn and want and yearn for that relationship, we'll end up finding that relationship that is balanced and in harmony as well. Okay? Does that make sense? I hope that answers your question in a way. I know I ramble when I go on these tangents, but I hope you get the information. All of you who are here, please know that you are welcome to get a hold of me at any time. If you need some insight, if you need a little bit of guidance or whatever, I will do what I can when I can. I love you all so very much. You guys bring me so much joy. I appreciate everyone for being here. I'm proud of everybody's evolution, because I've seen so many shifts in just like the short time that we've known each other, every single one of you, I promise. And I love you guys, and I will see you soon. I will come and do a longer show and do a few readings. I've got some topics I want to work on, and maybe we'll delve deeper into the heart math and maybe do a meditation or two together. Because when you do meditations together, you guys, even though, again, spooky action at a distance, when we do meditations together, the energy, it's heightened. It's even more than when you do it alone. Yes, you can exercise and be powerful by yourself. Don't get me wrong. But when you're in cohorts, we are here on this earth together. We are a unified human species, right? When we do things together, a lot more gets done. So that's energetically as well. I love you. Remember, shift to the higher feeling, the better feeling thought, the higher frequency. Shift your focus and things will start working out for you. And I truly love all of you for coming here and sharing and giving me love. And Yeah, I'll see you soon. Bye, guys.